What kind of soil is your heart? The following program is brought to you by the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry, and I'm Pastor Schulze. This program comes to you every week at this time over this station. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for thy divine guidance and illumination for this message today. In the name of Jesus, amen. We continue our study today on what is commonly called the parable of the sower. It is found in the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Mark, and it begins like this: "And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow." Now, dear ones, I mentioned to you, I believe we possibly could rename this parable from the parable of the sower to the parable of the soils, because what this parable is all about is really how the seed, which is the Word of God, is being received in human hearts. I mentioned to you last week that in this story we learned that the seed is good. That is, the Word of God is good. It has always been good. It will always be good. And no matter how weak the church may be and how many faults might lodge in her quarters, the seed, the Word of God, will always be anointed and strong and pure to do its work in whatever good heart it finds its residence. You can take the good seed of the Word of God and you place it in good soil, and something wonderful is going to happen every single time without fail. Now then, today, we want to consider the four kinds of soil, the four kinds of hearts that we find in humankind. So after Jesus gave the multitude this parable, none of them understood it, neither his disciples. But Jesus said unto them, "Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables." And then he proceeded to say to them, "Know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables?" And then Jesus began to explain the spiritual meaning of this parable to his disciples. I'll read this section to you because it's done so beautifully by our Lord. Jesus said, "The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that has been sown in the hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. Now, let's take one at a time. Let's consider the wayside hearer. Remember, Jesus said that some seed fell on the wayside. In verse 15, it says in the explanation, "These are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts." The wayside hearers listen to the word, but they don't understand it. Now, why does the wayside hearer not understand the word when it is sown in his heart? But for the lack of attention. He hears it, but he does not take time to meditate upon it. Let me say it again. The wayside hearer hears the word of God, but he does not meditate on it. Millions and millions of people all over the world hear the word of God on the radio, on television, from preachers and evangelists and other witnesses. They hear the word, but they don't meditate on it. And that's the wayside hearer. And so, my friend, because they don't meditate on it, that means, therefore, they will not cultivate it. They will not pour water upon it. They will not make room for it. They will not build a fence about it so that the enemy, the devil, cannot come and take it away. So the seed is good. But here we see the heart is bad. It's a heart that will not pay attention. The second group of people in the world are the stony heart people. It says in verse 16, "And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness." Notice that these men's hearts get a little blessing when they hear the word of God. It says they receive it with gladness. They have some perception of the value of the word of God, and so they're glad for it. It's like music to them. They see good things in it. They see profit in it. They see a blessing in it. But the problem with these stony heart believers is that they do not have root in themselves. Verse 17 says, "And have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterwards, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended or they stumble." So there's no depth in the lives of these people. These people live shallow lives. I've been told when our Navy, the United States Navy, which is anchored in large ports by the oceans, when a big storm is headed towards these harbors, the commander gives out an order, and that is, take the ships out into the deep, or they'll perish in the shallows of the harbors. My friend, such believers with stony hearts have no depth. They stay in the shallows. And so the root of that seed goes down just a little bit, and then it hits the rock. And so it then goes to the opposite. It turns upwards where the sun scorches it, and it comes to nothing. Jesus says they have no depth. There's no depth in their lives. They have no root in themselves. Such believers are found all over the churches. Sometimes they shed a tear, and sometimes they praise God in a sanctuary. Sometimes they get excited about a sermon or by the scriptures being read, or they get a preacher excited, making the preacher think that he's really got something going here with these believers. But my friend, when the storms come, and difficulties and troubles and hardships and tribulations arise in short time, these people are gone. They have no root in themselves. They are swept away by the sea of worldliness. Now the third kind of people that we find in this parable are called thorny ground hearers. Thorny ground hearers, or thorny ground hearts, are those people who are perhaps the most abundant in our churches. These are people who nearly fill the sanctuaries of the churches here. Again, here the seed is good. The soil is not so bad either. But the problem is that the man here who's being described is simply preoccupied. That means he will be in church on Sunday, but when the working week begins, when Monday comes along, he becomes preoccupied with a worldly spirit over worldly affairs. So it says in verse 19 of the thorny heart Christians, it says, "And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, they choke the word." So you see, there are cares of this world, there are concerns, there are worries. And these people, to do this, they have to be here, and they have to be there, and they have to run after this and run after that. And so it goes on, so Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the cares of the world. That's what they're running after. The thorny heart Christians do not continue in the Word of God. They do not continue from Sunday on into Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, praying without ceasing, rejoicing evermore, reading the Word, meditating on the Word, witnessing for Jesus. But they are absorbed in the business of the world and the cares of the world. And it says also, by the deceitfulness of riches, the man with a thorny heart, he thinks he can buy this or that. He can get a little richer that way. He thinks if he can change this or that circumstance, he'd be better off. He thinks if he can sell this or trade this one in for something else, he'll come up at a better end. He thinks if he can come up with a new scheme or consolidate his debt or do this or that, he will be ahead of the rest. He's forever chasing after a better deal, a better business opportunity, a better day. Oh, my friend, what a verse we have in verse 19. This is about the thorny heart Christians, that they grow for a season, but then the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. So we have a number of things here that bring the choking in the lives of these Christians. The first one is the care of the world. The second is the deceitfulness of riches. The third one is the lust of other things entering in. They could be lusting after food, after entertainment, after sports, after the finer things of life that choke the word. And it says, and he becometh unfruitful. Oh, what a tragic phrase that is. That means he had some fruit prior to that point. He had a testimony at one time here and there. He had prayer here and there. He went to prayer meeting from time to time. But now he becomes totally unfruitful, totally useless as a branch not abiding in Christ. He's cast forth into the everlasting flames. So let me sum up these three types of responses to the Word of God. There's a wayside heart. Here we have the opportunity given and opportunity lost. The other, the stony ground, which means shallowness, a lack of conviction and fortitude. We have the thorny heart, where there is a mental preoccupation about other things in the world and worldliness. And then, praise God, it says, some, my friend, of the seed fell on the ground. These are they which hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100. What we see here is earnestness, faithfulness, cooperation with God, zeal and vision, and a Christian constantly renewing and refreshing himself every single day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, every day he goes to prayer, and every day he praises the Lord for a season. And every day, my friend, he obeys everything God tells him to do. And every day he witnesses for Jesus. He is the one, my friend, who will be used to bring forth fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. So this is the parable of the sower. The whole emphasis, once again, is on how the word is received and cultivated in the human heart. So when judgment day comes, no one in the world can say, well, I know I heard the word of God, but I've never seen anybody live it, and therefore I should be excused from the awful place called hell. Then there's another who would say, well, my father didn't take me to church. There's another one who would say, my mother didn't pray for me like she should have, and therefore I should be excused from this awful place of darkness. Dear ones, none of these things will stand when it comes to judgment day. You have heard the word. It has been given to you. And how you received it, my friend, will determine your eternal destiny, and nothing else will be on the table for discussion. So, receive the word, meditate on it, cultivate it. The word is good. Give it full room in your heart. Thank you for listening to the word of the Lord, and do something with it, my friend. I urge you with all my heart. Tune in again next week to the same station at the same time. Goodbye now. Till then.